Low oil prices have also changed the tactics of pirates in West Africa, the ones we read about who hijack oil tankers. They typically commandeer a vessel, siphon off the fuel, and resell it on the black market. But that's the old business model, says Matt Walgie. He's the project officer at Oceans Beyond Piracy, and he's the lead author of that group's latest report, The State of Maritime Piracy, 2015.
There's not as much money to be made from selling stolen oil, and that's caused a shift towards a kidnapping for ransom model in the Gulf of Guinea. And that's very concerning to the maritime industry, and obviously the human costs have increased significantly as a result. They generally target the higher-ranking officers under the assumption that you can get more, they're more valuable, if you will. And I know it sounds terrible to put a price on a human life that way, but that seems to be the reasoning behind how the pirates are operating. They'll hijack two or three, sometimes four individuals off of these vessels and hold them inland for about 3 to 4 weeks usually. So it's much shorter duration than the Somali pirates.
You know, I still find it astonishing that a few pirates in flip-flops and a tiny skiff can sidle up to a tanker longer than a few football fields and take over the ship, whether it's kidnapping or oil siphoning. Do you have a clear idea of how that actually happens?
The pirates, they come alongside in high-speed skiffs. In Gulf of Guinea, they tend to try and attack tankers while they're drifting or steaming at slow speeds, and not just tankers, but any vessels while they're at anchor or drifting. They then use a ladder or a rope with a grapple hook on it and toss that up the side and climb aboard. They're lured aboard by the expectation that they can potentially make a lot of money or make a living at this when there's generally a lack of opportunity where they're from.
Do these international shipping companies pay ransoms to these pirates?
That appears to be the case. As far as we know, all of the individuals have been released after a settlement has been achieved.
And if that ransom is ultimately paid, how does the money transfer happen? Because it's not like we're talking, you know, it's not like there's an ATM or just some kind of deposit on these ships. How do they hand the money over?
So for Somali pirates, they would actually do airdrops, and they would airdrop in a cash counting machine along with it to make the process a lot quicker, because obviously Somali pirates sitting there counting through stacks of $1 million is going to take quite a while, and they want to make this as quick as possible. So they'd airdrop a package that had the full ransom amount in cash with a cash counting machine. But in the Gulf of Guinea, it's a lot more mysterious. From what we understand of the process, and it's, again, it's kind of cloaked in mystery, if you will, it's intentionally kept shrouded to avoid encouraging increasingly high ransoms and dragging out the ransom negotiations. So in order to do that, they try to keep the process kind of as secretive as possible. But from what we understand, there's a negotiation that goes on. They arrive at a dollar amount. It seems to be kind of on a per individual rate because they're not holding the vessel itself. They're taking these individuals, the crew members, they're taking them up into the riverine in the Niger Delta and holding them on little islands kind of in swampy riverine areas while they negotiate this. But once they've reached a settlement, sometimes they'll reach a dollar amount and then the pirates will try to tack on additional things like iPhones or other electronics, things of that nature. And then once they've finally reached an agreement, they will take a security team in and a ransom drop team. They'll go to an agreed point and hand off the cash and then receive the seafarers back safely, hopefully anyway. So as a result of the fact that there's been no prosecutions, the pirates operate in an environment of relative impunity. And it's really tragic for the seafarers.
Matt Walgie, project manager for Oceans Beyond Piracy. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.